The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod. The logbook.com's escape pod is still in flight, exploring the futuristic, the fantastic, and the unmistakably geeky. I'm Earl Green, and for the next few minutes, I'll guide you through what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1965, Gemini 6 lifted off for a voyage into space history, the first rendezvous in close formation flying by two-man spacecraft.
The spacecraft already is on internal power. All quiet on the communications at the present time.
That's my mark, 20 seconds. Mark,
go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Gemini 7 had already been in orbit for several days, and Gemini 6 remained in space for just one day to keep them company. For the first time, two spacecraft flew in formation mere feet apart.
This is Gemini Control, Houston. Now we have raised the sixth spacecraft over the range tracker. Tom Stafford advises in the calmest voice I think we've ever heard that they are 120 feet apart and sitting. 120 feet apart and sitting. And when Tom Stafford came through with that reading that of 120 feet and sitting, here in the control center, everyone broke out an American flag and pinned it up on his console. Let's go back to Hawaii, which has raised six.
We copy.
So as they hurtle along up there over Hawaii, they look at each other's spacecraft and tell each other how the 7 looks to 6 and how 6 looks to 7.
Okay, D4, D7.
The important thing now is that America has achieved this tremendous first in space. And these two spacecraft up there are seeing things that man has never seen before, specifically another spacecraft in flight, just 125 feet away.
You heard the Sherrod Borman discussing this incredible encounter in space over Hawaii there, joshing each other about the condition of their spacecraft. They're talking to each other again. Let's go back.
Ask them what their range is now.
What's your range?
20 feet.
Roger. 20 feet,
mate. 20 feet apart. That's what Sherrod said he was going to do, bring it in within 20 feet.
And we have LOS also. We did it.
185 miles above the Earth, traveling 17,550 miles an hour, and they're 20 feet apart, looking at each other.
We have lost signal now via Hawaii. The last message from there, I think, came from Ed Fendell. Just a brief statement. We did it. You heard Tom Stafford estimate the range at 20 feet.
In 1970, the Soviet Union scored a space first of its own. The Venera 7 lander plunged through the clouds of Venus and landed successfully on the planet's scorching surface. Though no pictures were returned, a weak signal relayed about 20 minutes of direct readings from the surface of Venus back to Soviet scientists. This was the first successful landing on another planet in the solar system. In 1984, the Soviet Union launched Vega 1, an unmanned space probe with two assignments, dropping off a lander at the planet Venus and then going on to study Halley's Comet in 1986. Physicist Freeman Dyson, who devised the theoretical construct known as a Dyson sphere, was born today in 1923, and born in 1968, Star Trek Voyager's Garrett Wong.
Has there been any contact with the Starship Voyager since it was lost in the Badlands?
Information on USS Voyager is classified. Security clearance level 3 or above is required to access files.
No problem. It's my ship, or at least I thought it was.
Security authorization accepted. Last recorded contact with USS Voyager prior to its disappearance was on stardate 48307.5.
Stargate SG-1 star Michael Shanks was born on this day in 1970.
Yes, we all should go through the gate as soon as possible.
Whoa, go through. To where?
To the coordinates I got in the other reality.
Daniel, Jack, it was real.
Okay, even if it was, how do we know that that address correlates with this reality?
Well, there's only one way to find out, isn't there?
December 15th is a day of memorable enemies. On this day in 1966, the crew of the Enterprise were the first Federation officers to see a Romulan in person in the episode Balance of Terror. And what they saw was disturbingly familiar.
You quite get that, Mr. Spock?
Nothing, sir.
Repeat it.
I was suggesting that Mr. Spock could probably translate it for you, sir.
I assume you're complimenting Mr. Spock on his ability to decode.
I'm not sure, sir.
Well, here's one thing you can be sure of, mister. Leave any bigotry in your quarters. There's no room for it on the bridge. Do I make myself clear?
You do, sir.
In 1973, Sarah Jane Smith joined the Doctor on his journeys through time and space, and probably wished she hadn't, as she was one of the first TARDIS travelers to fight the Sontarans.
Dr. John Smith. How do you do, Miss Smith?
Hello.
You're the virologist, Miss Smith?
Yes.
I read your paper on the teleological response of the virus. Most impressive piece of work.
Thank you.
Particularly when I realize you must have written it when you were 5 years old.
Yes, that is rather difficult to explain, isn't it?
You're going to try, aren't you?
I thought all this might give me a good story. I'm a journalist. Sarah Jane Smith.
Realize this is a very dangerous place to be in.
You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The book Vorp 2 is available now, the logbook.com's guide to the most recent season of Doctor Who, along with complete guides to the spin-off series Torchwood, the Sarah Jane Adventures, K-9, and the Big Finish Doctor Who audio adventures. You can pick up other original books and DVDs and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape pod was created and produced by our team.